Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue in the third parak of Maseches Arla. We are up to Mishnayos, Beis, and Gimel. So Mishnah Beis talks about, just like Mishnah Aleph spoke about, if you have a beged that was dyed with Arla, that we had a machlokas, whether it can become batel in 200 other begadim or not, or it's a davar chashuv and does not become batel. So Mishnah Beis is going to discuss, what if not the entire beged was dyed with Arla, but a single strand in the beged was dyed with Arla? Does that strand become batel in the beged itself? So atzoveya melo hasit beklipei arla. If a person colors or dyes a sit length of thread with klipei arla, with shells of arla or peels of arla. Now, what is a sit? A sit is the space between your pointer and your middle finger when you hold them in a victory signal, when you hold them far apart from each other. So it's a very tiny thread. And then va'argo ba'beged, then you weave it into a beged, but ve'ini yodua ezehu, you can't identify which thread it is in the beged. So you have hundreds of thousands of threads in this beged, and you can't identify which one was dyed with arla. If you were able to identify it, then the solution would be easy. You'd pull it out of the beged and you would burn it, but you can't identify it. So Rabbi Meir Omer Yidalek HaBeged. Rabbi Meir says it does not become batel. You have to burn the entire beged, because Rabbi Meir considers even a single little thread a davar chashuv, because it's a davar shebeminyan, and therefore it can't become batel. Why is it a davar chashuv? Why is such a small thread a davar chashuv? Either because they might sell threads like that by number, it's a davar shebeminyan, or because from a halachic perspective, it's considered to be the shear that one is chayiv for the malach of oreg on Shabbos, if he's oreg kimelo hasit. But the Chum say no, it does become batel. It could be batel in 200 other threads that are within the garment. And that's not surprising that the Chum hold that way, because the Chum said in the last Mishnah that even a full beged that's dyed with arla can become batel in other begadim. So if a full beged is not chashuv enough to escape bittel, so then for sure a single little thread is not going to be chashuv enough to escape bittel. So now Mishnah Gimel. So says the Mishnah, so now the Mishnah is also going to talk about having a small thread of Isser in a larger beged, but we're going to veer from Arla and talk about other Isurim. So Ha'orig Mloasit Mitzemer Habachar Beged. If a person wove into a beged a sit length of wool from a bechar, the halacha is that a bechar is kedushas merechem. As soon as a firstborn animal is born, it's already considered to be kadosh, and therefore it has to be given to a kohen. And the kohen brings it as a karban and gets to eat the meat of the animal. If it's a balmum, if the bechar becomes a balmum and it can't be brought as a karban, then the kohen could shecht it not as a karban and eat its meat. But no matter what, he's not allowed to use the wool of the bechar, even if it's a balmum. Meaning there was such a thing as mevakri mumin in Yerushalayim. There were people who would always look at animals to be able to examine the mum. It was considered an expertise. It was one of the areas of smicha that they would give. The Gemara says in Masech Sanhedrin that if a person wanted to paskin a halacha, they would say, Yora, is he allowed to paskin this veheter? Yora, yeah, he could paskin this veheter. Yadin, can he paskin dine maminis? Yadin. Yatir b'choros, can he be matir b'choros? Does he have the requisite expertise to identify a mum kavua to be matir b'choros? Yatir b'choros. So that was one of the areas of smicha that they would give of, not real smicha, of what we call heter hora'a, that they would give to be able to be matir b'choros. So they would look all the time at a b'char. Now the halacha was that someone who had such a job of looking at the mumin of a b'char is not allowed to take money for that job, because we're afraid that he's going to be motivated to be matir b'choros, because he'll become a popular person to look at the mumin if he gets paid to be matir b'choros. He'll be matir more often, and in order to make more money. So the halacha is that the wool of such animals is asr b'hana'a. So if you have a little bit of a thread of such an animal woven into a beged, yidalek ha-beged, you have to burn the entire beged. Umisar hanazir, umi peter chamor basak. If you have a hair of a nazir. I mean, the halach is when a person finishes his nazirus period, he's megaleach kol sa'aro, meaning we know that while a person is a nazir, he's not allowed to cut his hair at all. That's why if a person were to become a nazir nowadays, he would never be able to cut his hair, because you can only cut your hair at the conclusion of the nazirus, and nazirus can only conclude when you bring a karban. So nowadays, when we can't bring a karban, the nazirus would just go in perpetuity. But if in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, at the conclusion of the nazirus, a person would shave off all of his hair. So that hair had to be burnt in the pot, in the fire under the pot in the Beis HaMikdash. So it was Asr Bahana'a. So the hair of a nazir, Umi Peter Chamar, or the hair of a Peter Chamar, a firstborn male donkey. The halacha is that you redeem it with you do a pidyon on a Peter Chamar with a sheep or a goat, and you give it to the Kohen. And if you don't redeem it, then you have to chop off the head of the donkey, and the body, the nevela of that donkey, is Asr Bahana'a. So if you have hair of a nazir or from a Peter Chamar that's woven into a sack, Yidalek HaSak, then the entire sack has to be burnt, because it does not become batel. And Ubimukdashin, but if you have threads that are from Kodesh animals that are meant to be used as karbanos, Mikadshin Kol Shehen, then they Asr, even if it's less than a melosit, even if it's just the tiniest amount, because we assume that kachim are so significant that it never becomes batel. So even though we spoke about a bechor, and that required a melosit in order to be a davar chashuv, but that's because we were talking about a bechor that was a balmum and was not going to be used as a karban. But when an animal is meant to be used as a karban, then it becomes then it doesn't even need a melosit in order for it to aser the entire beged. So to quickly review what we learned today in Mishnah Beis, we learned that if you have a single thread that's kemelo hasit, that was dyed with orla dye, and you weave it into your beged, machlokas tanoim, Rameir says the entire beged has to be burnt, and the chum say it can become batel in masayim. Mishnah Gimel was that if you take other isurim that are a melo sit of thread, either from wool of a bechor, or from hair of a nazir, or from hair of a peter chamar, then you have to burn the entire garment. And when it comes to a carbon animal, then even if it's less than a melo hasit, you're going to have to burn the entire thing. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue with Mishnayos, Dalit, and Hey.